For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
We apologize for the technical difficulties we're having with the phone lines here in Siloam, but right now the Bombers on top by a score of 8-2. There's 4:34 left to go in quarter number one. Siloam's 2 points have come at the free throw line. They have yet to hit a field goal in the ball game. The Bombers have hit a couple of threes and a two, and that is where we stand right now, 8-2. Siloam with the ball on their end, tried to run some backdoor cuts, but Mountain Home is just not giving them any opportunity to hit the ball in the lane. Oh, they do that time. Joshua Stewart lays it up and in inside. And now the Bomber lead is cut in half at 8-4. Bombers on the right side, working it around. McGee and Gilbert will play catch up top. Now they'll let Harris get in on the action. He's got it on the right top. Back over to McGee. Here Coach Fulton. Shot in instructions to our right, and the Bombers will have the inbound in front of the student section, clad out in Christmas garb, and being very rowdy. Again, this gym gets very loud, and even though there's not a large crowd, there is a lot of noise in the air here tonight. Jones up top, now kicks it back out to Harris. Defender comes on him. He'll pass it over to Jones. Bombers content to hold the ball. 3:26 to go, quarter number one. Jones holds it with his left hand. Now here comes some pressure. Looks to his left. He's going to put it on the floor. Now kick it out to McGee. He has to save it just in the nick of time as Harris gets it and dribbles at the right top. Now to the middle. Gilbert on the left wing. Back up to the top. McGee has it and will hold. 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Give a catch with Harris. Back in the hands of McGee. Now he'll drive to the top of the key and kick it over to Crawford. Crawford in the right top corner. Now dribbles around, looks for help, gives it inside to Harris. He wasn't expecting it. Holds on to it. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out to Crawford. He'll get inside. Back to Jones. No good. Off the window. Siloam with the rebound. Looking to go the other way. 2:33 to go. Ward drives in the lane. No good. Tipped away. Bombers come away with the rebound. Quickly, Gilbert pushing it into the lane. Off the window. No good. Tapped by Crawford. Wouldn't go. Here comes Siloam the other way. Ward again. Nice to the lane. Wild shot. Rebounded by Crawford. Bombers will hold it with 2:10 to go in quarter number one. Crawford being met there by Ward. Off the screen. Now dribbles toward the lane. Dishes baseline. Harris with a baseline jumper knocks her down. Satch has his first points of the ball game. 10-4, Bombers in front. 1:52 to go. Sauer up top, right side. Now to the top of the key. Here's Wright, guarded by Jones. Drives, passes baseline, but nobody was there cutting. Turnover by Siloam, and their head coach, Tim Stewart, not real pleased with that offensive set. Coach Fulcher, some words for Harris. As the Bombers slowly bring it across the half-court line. No pressure there. And Wyatt will just dribble at the top. 1:27 to go. Now they'll spread out almost like a four quarters. Jones puts it on the deck. Passes baseline. Crawford kicks it out. Here's a three from Harris. No good. Rebounded by Siloam. 1:13 to go as they're bringing across half court. Bombers on top, 10-4. Watching drives baseline with the left hand. That was a nice one off the glass. And now it's 10-6. Coach Fulcher, Southside Hoosier, to play to run. Under a minute to go. He's going to hold it for one shot. Gilbert will just dribble. Here comes some token pressure. Gets it over to Harris. He'll drive. Lost the handle. It's on the floor. Loose ball. Gilbert comes up with it, and he'll back it out and run some more clock. Now he's double-teamed. Jones has it. Holds on to it. Back to Gilbert up top. Over to McGee on the corner. Back to Gilbert. They're making the Panthers work on defense. 26 to go in quarter number one. Student section imploring the Bombers to shoot. They're going to cautiously take their time. Gilbert looks over to the bench, looking for some instructions. And here's Coach Fulcher calling out the play. Gilbert kicks it over to McGee. Almost lost it. Jones, baseline. Sets up for a three. Here's Gilbert. No, it's long. Salem's got to go quickly. 2-1. Throws one up at the horn. No good. We've reached the end of quarter number one. And the Bombers on top by a score of 10-6. And you're listening to Bombers Basketball on KTLO.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!